What's up, man? Yeah. It's you know, obviously we had a little bit of time. We spent some time in draft meetings last week, and just really for me familiarizing myself with some of these players, so I'll have a good idea of, you know, what I'm looking at when we get a chance to watch them go through, you know, not only the on the field stuff, but have a little bit of background information as we get in for the interview process. So that's been a good process for me, and you know, I'm probably a little bit more ahead of schedule this year. Yeah, I think there's going to be, you know, this is really the kind of time where, you know, we really begin those type of talks and those type of negotiations. We'll sit down with his people and kind of get a better feel for where he's at and you know, kind of go from there. Well, yeah, I mean, there's a certain number of those guys that we're certainly going to try to get back. I mean, I think, you know, when you look at our situation, you know, it's a little bit of a unique situation when we've got 18 unrestricted free agents, you know, on our football team. We had signed a lot of guys to one-year deals, so there's a lot of there's still going to be some turnover on this football team. The thing that we've got to do a great job of is, although we have a lot of cap room, we got to make sure we make good sound, you know, sound decisions. Because we're trying to build this thing not just for the one-year fix, but we're really trying to build this thing for the long term. And I think that's the way that you're able to sustain success, is you're able to keep people, you know, that are on your football team, quality players. You're able to keep them on your football team. I think you supplement your roster going out in free agency and acquiring some talent outside of your building. But I think you really build this thing through the draft. And so we're going to look at all avenues that we have open to us to try to, you know, improve the football team. Well, yeah, I think both those things, I mean, they're not mutually exclusive items. I mean, obviously, you know, we've got needs that we've got to try to fill. And we've got a couple of avenues that we can go about doing that. You know, one is re-signing our own players. Another is through unrestricted free agency and acquiring talent off of other teams. And the last is the draft. So I think as we go through this process, we'll have a better feel when it comes draft time of what we need. You know, and I think when you get to the draft, I think you're still looking at best player available. And I think need comes in when you've got players that are of, you know, kind of an equal grade. I think then you begin to take need more into account. Yeah, well, you know, obviously he's accomplished a lot at the collegiate level. He's been a very good football player, being a, you know, the first freshman to win the Heisman Trophy. I mean, I think that's you know, speaks in and of itself about how good a football player he is. So I think he's a very talented football player. I think he is a multidimensional football player. I think he's able to throw the ball. I think he's able to throw the ball from the pocket, but he's also able to create things with his feet. So as we get more into kind of the evaluation process, I think he'll be a fun guy to really evaluate.
When you look at everything that's going on down in Miami right now, what do you take from that to apply to yourself?
Well, I think the thing that you got to look at is you can't ever take anything for granted. I mean, you know, I think, you know, as a head football coach, you know, the working culture in that building is really my responsibility. And so, you know, I think that, you know, it's unfortunate, but those things bring those things to light, and it just makes you more aware of, you know, making sure that you're being diligent about, you know, monitoring your locker room, monitoring the working environment that your players are dealing with.
Dennis, is there even a greater sense of urgency when you're in a division like the AFC West where you have all these playoff teams around?
Well, yeah, I mean, obviously we you know, next year we've obviously got the AFC West, which we had three playoff teams in that division. We'll play the NFC West next year as part of our schedule. So yeah, there's obviously a sense of urgency of trying to get better. I don't know that it's any more so than any other year. You know, we want to try to improve this football team. We want to try to get this organization back to winning championships, which is, you know, what this organization needs to be able to do. Say that again. Well, you know, I think when you talk about running, it's not really how many times a guy runs, but it's really how many times a guy gets hit, you know, as far as having a multifaceted quarterback that can move around. So I think you always want to – I think what you want to pay attention to when you have a guy like that is you want to make it pay attention to how many times he's getting hit and making sure he's, you know, being smart when he is running the ball and not taking the unnecessary hits. I think you saw a young quarterback that needs time to develop, and that's what you see with a lot of young guys, guys that need time to develop. So there was times where he went out and played exceptionally well. There was times where he didn't play as well. But those are all learning experiences. Those are all things that we got to hopefully learn from those mistakes that we made and be able to move forward and not have the same mistakes. Well, I think that's one of the things that we've got to ultimately determine. That's a position that we're going to look at very closely. You know, we've got, again, in my mind, we've got two young quarterbacks that have potential. Hopefully, they can develop and reach that next step. But I think that's obviously a position that we've got to look at. Well, I don't know the answer to that yet. You know what I mean? I think that's obviously a position that we're going to look at to try to improve, as well as any other position. But that's obviously a position that we really got to, you know, the quarterback position is the backbone of your football team, and so we got to make sure that when we go out there this year that we put ourselves in the best position to have success with the quarterback position. We put a lot into that. You know, there's a lot of things that you can see by watching tape, and evaluating the tape. But I think the thing that you have to, the most important thing when you're evaluating players for your football team, a lot of times it's the intangible things that you can't necessarily, you just don't see them on tape. You know, so the psychological testing, the intelligence testing, the interview process, finding out about what makes a player tick. Those are all the things that you know, I think are, I think when you make mistakes in acquiring talent, you generally make them based on, you know, what a player either does or doesn't have in his heart or in his head, not necessarily what his physical abilities are. Yeah, well, I definitely think he's got something left in the tank. You know, I mean, obviously, when you get to that age, you don't know, you know, you never know, when the tank's going to empty out. But obviously, I felt like he brought a lot to the table for our football team this past season. I think he's a guy that we would like to hopefully be able to bring back. You know, obviously, there's a business side to anything that you do, but I thought from a leadership perspective, I thought from a, and really from a play perspective, I thought he brought a lot to the table.
Coach, with McFadden winning both free agents this year, can you give us any update on Latavius Murray, where he is, where you think he'll be in year two?
Yeah, well, I think Latavius is one of those guys that we're anxious to see be healthy and be able to get out there and play. He's a big back that's got excellent speed, excellent size. He runs tough. But, you know, unfortunately, you know, he had the injury this past year and wasn't able to go out and compete. So we'll find out a lot more about Latavius Murray as we go through the offseason program and into training camp. Yeah, we got it. But he was never fully healthy. And every time he kind of got healthy, you know, the ankle kind of reared its ugly head again, and he was back down. So But there's a couple of plays, you know, I'm trying to think. I think it was a Dallas game maybe where he got a run kind of over on the sideline, was able to lower his shoulder and really finish off a run really well. So, I mean, there's some plays in there that I can think of that, you know, were exciting and encouraging to me. But, you know, again, he's got very limited experience and limited exposure. Yeah, well, I think obviously, you know, I think, you know, the SEC is probably the deepest conference in college football, and I think you do see a little bit of difference in those players, and in just in the level of competition and the things that they've had to go up against. I think, you know, I wouldn't say it's all encompassing, but I think overall, I would say they're you know, a little bit more NFL ready. Shocked. I had the good fortune of working with him in New Orleans, and my experience with him was nothing but the best. And you know, I don't know, obviously I haven't followed everything exactly, what's going on, but that was a shocking thing to me. I won't hold that against him.
Can you just kind of comment on the role he played in the defense in 2013 and what type of priority he is for the team?
Well, you know, like I said, I mean, I think he's certainly one of the guys that we would like to have back. I think anytime you have a young player that has the potential to continue to get better, and there were some things that he was able to do this year. I think this year may have been the most sacks he's had in any one season. So, I mean, he's really kind of a multidimensional player. I mean, he plays the run really well. He's also got the ability to affect the passer. Although he hadn't had the huge sack numbers throughout his career, you know, he has been up there as far as pressure in the quarterback and being able to get hits on the quarterback. So, he's certainly one of the guys that we want to try to get back.